Hello, and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Be encouraged on today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Press. Be encouraged on today. May God give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Sometimes you have to sing. You have to bust out into a song. You lift up the name of the Lord on high, and it shall fight against everything that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Sing and exalt the name of the Lord on today. Amen. Be encouraged. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I bless your holy name. Help us on today. Help us through your word. Help us in our spirit. May you encourage us, enlighten us, strengthen us on today. May you provide the need on today. Lord, help us to fight the good fight of faith. In the name of Jesus, bless your holy name. We shall stand strong. Lord, we shall be of good courage because you have overcome the world. And we say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are going to go back to the book of John chapter 18, and we left off on verse 9. We're going to begin reading on verse 10. It says, "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus." Now, prior to that, we were speaking on the betrayal of Jesus. The soldiers had came. It's estimated to be close to 600 soldiers. They came to get Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane near the Mount of Olives. He oftentimes went there to refresh himself and to pray. Judas, the betrayer, knew that that's where he would be. And he comes with these soldiers to capture Jesus. But Peter rises up when these soldiers come, and he takes his sword and he cuts off one of the servants of the high priest's ear. Now, in the book of John, it doesn't really go into what happened to that servant. So I want to read that. And that's going to be in Luke 22, beginning at verse 51. It says, "And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far," means permit even this, Peter. "And he touched his ear and healed him." So when Peter cut off the servant's of the high priest's ear, Jesus touched his ear and healed him. Now, that brings to mind that there are some times that, first of all, Jesus healed one of the men that was coming to arrest him. That's one. The second thing is there, he was a high priest servant, so he did what the high priest told him to do, and Jesus healed him. There are sometimes, you know, it says in the Bible, suffer hardness as a good soldier, that you, even if your Lord or your master or someone that is in charge of you is not a believer, you still do the things that is right to do because you are underneath their authority. So Jesus healed the servant's ear. It was not on his accord that he was there. He was there because he was told to be there, and Jesus healed him. So God can bless you even in the midst of someone that you are underneath their authority, they are wrong. So that is a lesson to us. So we have to even think about that. That's why you just do what you are called to do, what you are supposed to do. If you are in a position of subordination underneath a unruly, terrible master, a boss, you do what is right to do. Until God moves you and you ask God to relinquish your responsibility there and give you something else. But you do what is right to do regardless. So Jesus heals the man's ear. Verse 52 of Luke 22. "Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders, which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves?" You're coming at me like I'm some robber. Verse 53, when I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your time. But when I was in the temple, when I was around you, you didn't stretch forth your hand. But now this is your opportunity and it's the power of darkness hour. I understand. I understand why you're doing it. But you're coming against me as a thief. You know what? Everything is orchestrated by God. He was letting them know, I understand why you're doing it. They don't even know why they're doing it. You know that there's sometimes people are against you. They don't even know why. They're being used because of the enemy. They're being used as tools against you. But you know what? God is not... He is omnipresent. He is also omnipotent. He is all powerful. He is everywhere, fills all space. He understands why. He knows why, and he is permitting it. And so you see it and you count it all joy because there is a purpose, just like there was a purpose for them coming against him with them 600 soldiers. All of it is lining up to the crucifixion. So there's people that are against you. They don't even know why, but you count it all joy because we wrestle not against wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power and spiritual wickedness and high places and so on and so forth. People don't know why they're doing what they do. It is a spiritual fight. It is spiritual warfare. So you have to remember that. You're not fighting against Tom and John and Mary and Susan, you're fighting against a spirit. That's why we have to pray. I'm encouraging myself on today. That's why you have to pray. You have to go before the Lord to get a revelation as to why and speak the word of God against those situations. So let's go back to John 18 and we're going to pick up at verse 11. It says, then said Jesus unto Peter, put away thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? You're not going to fight right now, Peter. We're not taking up arms. We're not going to be battling in flesh and blood against these people because they came for such a time as this. And I will submit myself unto the task which has been given me. That's a lesson for us. Submit yourself unto the task. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know you're saying, Lord, come and get me out of this situation now. I can't take it another day. But if you are there another day, you can take it another day. If you are in this situation and you feel like I can't go another second, if another second goes by, then you can endure it. Endure hardness, as a good soldier. Endure it. God has a plan. Pray that his plan come to fruition earlier rather than later. But you pray. You can do it. Jesus said, this is my cup. I will drink it. So whatever situation you're in, especially one that you had no control over, all of these things are happening and you didn't have nothing to do with it, endure it, learn from it, praise God for it, and keep it moving. Now, if you had something to do with it, ask God, Lord, help me to learn that I do not repeat the same thing and help me to be strengthened by it. Help me to walk through it. And I give you the glory and the honor and the praise because you are teaching me something. And help me not to repeat the same mistake. But God, you can use all things. Romans 8 and 28. For I know the things. No, that's not it. Romans 8 and 28. All things work together for good. I was getting ready to go into, I believe, Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And that's a great scripture too. Thoughts of good and peace to bring you to an expectant end. God has a plan. Trust and believe God. I bless you on today. May you be enlightened. May you be strengthened on today. We're going to stop right there. We're going to come back to the book of John chapter 18 on Monday. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.